case number 12,642, Anthony L. Johnson, Anita A. Johnson seeks a special use exception to operate a daycare facility. Sections 115-23 and 115-210 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located at the southwest side of Newton Way within the Newton Woods subdivision. The 911 address is 6156 Newton Way, Fridgeville. The zoning district is AR1, tax map is District 530, map 17, parcel 27. We have zero letters of support, one letter of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening, can you state your name and address for the record?
Anita Johnson, address 6156 Newton Way, Fridgeville, Delaware.
Anthony Johnson, address 6156 Newton Way, Fridgeville, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, like I said, I'm Benita Johnson. I was looking to relocate my daycare. I've been in business ever since 1997. And I was hoping and praying that my neighbors would approve me of opening my daycare. I did go to the treasurer, which is John McAuliffe. And his address is 6182 Newton Way. And I wrote a letter and he did sign it. And also another resident out there, Eugenia Conway, and her address is 6151 Newton Way. And I'm hoping that I could relocate my business. Like I said, I've been doing it since 97 and I had no complaints or anything. And I just hope and pray that I can get approved of relocating. It is my source of income, and I really appreciate it if it could. And Mr. McAuliffe, he did direct me to other neighbors that he said that would be pretty sure to, be in my favor. And but I went to their address and it wasn't home. And then I had one directly across from my driveway. He said that he would come over and sign it, but I got home late. And so he didn't get to sign the letter that I had written up. And if you want me to read the letter that I wrote to the community, I would. And I just, like I said, I hope and pray that they, see and rule in my favor to open my daycare.
If you have any letters that you want to submit, you can give them to Ms. Norwood and we get them into the record.
Okay.
And while she's doing that, Ms. Norwood, did I hear you right? There was one letter in opposition?
Yes.
I don't recall seeing that. Is it in the packet?
Yes.
What? I don't recall seeing it. Maybe I missed it, but.
Can I say something?
Please.
Yes. I never had a chance to meet my neighbors, and I did walk the community one day hoping that I would see somebody outside, but I didn't. And like I spoke with Mr. McAuliffe on today, I assured him that I would, I would be a great asset to their community, for his daycare. And I'm all about the children. And, I've been doing it since 97. And I just want to be a help, to parents that need daycare. And I just pray that it go in my favor.
So you're operating a daycare now at a different location?
At my previous location,
okay.
Yes.
Yep.
And are you licensed?
Yes, I am. I've been licensed since 97.
Okay. And if this is approved this evening, what would your hours of operation be?
My hours of operation, I close every day at 4:30.
And when would you open in the morning?
5:30.
5:30 to 4:30.
Yes, let me make that clear. My hours on my childcare application are 5:30 to 8 o'clock.
Okay.
But I don't, I cut off at 4:30.
Okay. In the pictures that we saw in the packet, it showed us swing set.
Yes.
Equipment in the backyard.
Yes.
Is the property fenced?
The whole property? No, not the whole property, just the play area.
The play area is fenced?
Yes.
Okay.
Ma'am, where's your daycare now?
21683 Mel Park Drive, Bridgeville.
What was the address again?
21683 Mel Park Drive, Bridgeville.
How many children do you take care of currently?
Nine.
Ma'am, I'm looking at, something called Section C that lists the children, the hours and the days that they're there.
Correct.
Do you recall that?
Section C?
Yeah, the list of the children and what hours they're there.
Okay, the list?
Yeah, and it says, it looks like the latest, you've got two that are there till 8:30 at night. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's, but I don't, I cut off at 4:30.
You cut off taking kids in at 4, like receiving kids?
No, they leave, all my children are gone by 4:30, between 4:30 and 5. I don't work, on my application, I have on there from from 5:30 to 8:30 PM at night. And the reason why it's like that is because I'm a level 2. And the way that the hours are split is I could have like 9 children, but they have to be, the hours have to be like.
Staggered?
They can't come in all at the same time, depends on their ages.
Okay, so that would explain like why you have one child that's coming at 4 PM?
A child coming at 1, yes.
You have one child that's 4 PM to 8:30 PM?
Okay, but that child leaves at 4, their grandparent come and pick them in. Like I said, I chose my time to cut off at 4:30 because I feel like I've been in a long time and I don't do them late hours no more.
Okay.
How far is your existing daycare from this place?
From this place, I want to say like, probably like 10 miles, could be like 12.
So not a significant difference to.
Correct.
Make a parent be later than they normally would?
No. And then I have one parent, she works in Dover, so that's right on her route.
When did you move in this house? I think you said.
October the 4th.
Okay, this past year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like I said, I didn't have a chance to meet any of the neighbors. And I did walk the community hoping to see someone out. And I know when they ride past, they see me out, they wave at me, and that's it.
Have you had an opportunity to read this?
No.
The opposition letter?
No.
And can we see where 6179 Newton Way is? Okay. Thank you.
Do you know how long your driveway is? Is it, can it accommodate, I'll read that first.
No, this is my first time reading this, but can I say something?
Absolutely.
When I went to the treasurer today, and he was letting me know that he think it was like two residents that were out there that were against it, and he was letting me know that the other ones that he spoke to, they was all for it. And I kind of had an idea, you know, they just moved in on 2021, I mean, in 2021. And I kind of had an idea that it would had to be one of the newer ones because Jerry Schrock, whom we bought the home from, he said that everyone, when I asked him about me having a daycare out there, and he said that he believed everyone would be on board for that. And so me, you know, hearing him saying that, was thinking that it had to be one of the newer ones that moved out here, because I know this home that you're talking about, this address, we even looked at that home too when we was looking at. So they not too long moved in before we did. But, you know, I'm sorry she feels that way, they feel that way, but I assured John on today that it wouldn't be like that as far as with my daycare parents. And like I said, I've been in since 97, and no one never speeded up to my house, you know, bringing their children, you know, I just hope and pray it go in my favor. That's all I can say, is that I hope and pray that it go in my favor, because, you know, childcare is my passion, and I've been doing it for years, and I just want to be a help. That's all. I just want to be a help.
Ma'am, do you know is the HOA responsible for upkeep of the road?
Well, he did mention that to me today, Jerry. He is, I mean, not Jerry, John McCauley. He did mention that to me today. He said that he'd been out there since 2014, and that, you know, he said they only had like three meetings since he'd been out there. And he said that he would want all of us to come together as a community, as a whole, and, you know, considering paving the road. And he said, because it does need paving, and I'm in agreement with that. It does. It does need paving. And it is, the road is narrow. It's narrow. And, you know, sometimes I have to pour over. But, you know, it's, and I'm understanding it's been going on for a while, the road being that narrow. So, you know, I just, you know, I think that, you know, being that us new residents out there, you know, it's, they've been dealing with this for a while, and this is, if we want this corrected, we have to come together and get it done.
How many employees will you have?
I don't have any.
None?
None.
And you said there'd be up to 9 children?
Yes, 9.
All right. What are the ages of those children?
From 0 to 12.
And do the parents typically, would they be driving to this, or would they be walking to you?
No, they'd be driving up to my home. And my driveway is long enough for their cars to come up. It's the driveway is by home.
And
it's pretty long.
Two-car garage plus wide.
Okay.
And about 6 car lengths long.
How many traffic trips per day do you anticipate related to your daycare?
Okay, they come starting 5:30 in the morning, and then I don't have no more come in after 8. After 8 in the morning, I don't have any more come in. And then all of my parents come at the same time, picking their children up, 4:30. I put it that way because, like I said, I've been in it for years, and you know, I'm trying to gradually work my way out of it. 97, 20 some years is a long time, you know, with children, doing childcare. And, I believe it would be a success if they give me a chance.
Do you typically have more than one, a parent have more than one child in your daycare?
No.
Okay.
I have one parent that has three. Then I have one parent that has two. And they, my parents, are, they, it's not a one child, one per parent.
Yeah.
It's not one per parent.
So that's what I say.
It's a less trips.
Typically,
yes, it's less trips.
Typically, you would say if you had nine children, no employees, you're looking at 18 trips a day, pick up, drop off.
I wouldn't say 18 because it's not one parent.
But if you have, you know, a parent that has three children, another that has two, yeah, that number is going to be less than 18. Is that, would you say that's
correct.
Right?
Correct.
So five of your children are handled by two vehicles.
Five of them be handled by two vehicles? Yes.
Right?
Correct.
Is there a bus stop there?
Ride the bus?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And I see other children in the communities, children getting on the bus. But that's, they stop along 13 to pick up the children.
Okay. So they don't come in the bus,
no.
They stop out?
No.
On the road.
And just like I, you know, when I talked to Jerry today, Jerry, he the one that goes to the house, but John. And, you know, he was also talking about the trash removals, you know, like it's so many come out there. So, you know, I told him about my husband. He worked for Republic Service. He'd been there over 28 years. And I told him that, you know, because he was talking about how, you know, it's a lot of trash removals come out there. And I said, well, maybe, you know, we had this meeting, you know, we could come together and my husband working for Republic Service, you know, we could get a discount, everybody get the same company. Because, you know, he said the company they got, he's not pleased with. So that's why I said if everybody come together, the community could get the whole, I mean, get, you know, his discount along with, you know, joining his company.
Do you have any restrictive covenants in your community that prohibit this?
No.
And as I can tell, it looks to me like you're near the entrance.
I'm near the entrance. They made a statement, and when it was said, I heard it, and then after I listened to it more in my ear when I left, it like kind of offended me when the statement was, have your parents come in your entrance. And when I feel though that the whole, I'm part of the community now, I should be able to use the whole
access
to the whole from both sides. Because it's like a horseshoe.
Oh, okay. So
it's like a horseshoe.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, like I said, I got a little offended by it, and I shouldn't have, but I did. It was like, you know, I don't know. It was like, I keep that to myself. That kind of offended me. But
so there's two accesses from 13 into Newton.
Newton's Way, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's like a horseshoe.
Gotcha. Okay, okay, yeah, you can see it on there. Yeah.
We're to the further part of it, but mm-hmm. We're closer to the road.
And when you come in on that north side, lot 11, that's we right there. And it would be easier for them to come in that way. But then you have some coming from the south side coming up. Okay. So why would they go all the way up to make that turn when they can make that first turn at Newton Way? So that
lot next to you, that 17 acres, that's one lot there?
The one, which one?
What is that, north or south? I don't know. The one
to the south.
To the bottom of you. To south.
Okay, right. Yeah. That's
only 3 acres.
That's 3 acres. Oh, excuse me, 17.16, yeah, I got it.
Okay, that lot right there, I believe that's Mr. McAuliffe. He is the treasurer out there.
Okay, yeah, I was looking at the wrong number.
And two, the reason why we wanted to relocate because things were getting really trafficked and very dangerous, and a lot of things start to occur. And with the kids around, it was really bothering my wife, and I said, okay, we're going to move. So that was the main reason, too, that we relocate from where we're at, because we was worried about the kids, because they're running the dirt bikes up and down the road, and, you know, it's just, it's really unsafe. Matter of fact, a child got hit by one.
Not during the daycare children, but a child that lives in the community.
That was walking in the community. But me personally, I had no problem with nobody. I get along with everybody. I just want it safe for my wife and safe for the kids. Me personally, I can handle me, but I want to protect them, you know, and that's my main reason. That's why we relocated.
And I even shared with John McAuliffe a little about me and my husband. And, you know, I told him, you know, my husband, he's very well respected. The mayor of Bethany, they love him. They gave him a surprise honorary dinner, you know, and the state police and the local police down there. They had a big thing for my husband down there. And he's very well respected. He does a lot of work for them in Bethany. And I just pray, like I said, I just pray. I leave it in the hands of God. That's all I can do.
The neighborhood you came from, was it very similar to this?
Not
as far as like an area, but like in size.
Or is it it was lower. What do you mean? It was larger. It was larger. And, you know, like my husband was saying, he wanted me to be somewhere safe. And I know everybody is familiar with Mill Park Drive. And
I am.
Yes. Everybody is familiar with Mill Park Drive. And
I didn't even know this development was there, and I go by there every day.
Yeah, I'm familiar. I mean, not familiar.
This is in Mill Park.
No, this isn't Mill Park. This isn't Mill Park at all. And like I said, I lived in there in Mill Park, but I'm not in the community as far as being in the midst of what other people was doing or are still are doing. And I thank God that my husband got me out of there, and because it's not safe. And I feel though that my biggest thing when we moved was I was getting my business to a safer area, getting my children in a safer environment. And that's what I want. That's one, and all I can do is protect people's children.
You've done this for 23 years. Do you think, in your opinion, that you substantially affect your neighboring properties with what you're going to be doing here?
The neighbors now?
Yes, your neighbors here currently.
The neighbors.
Do you think you will affect them substantially?
Yes, and that's what I told. And, you know, and I spoke with him just that little time.
In a positive way?
In a positive way. And just that little time with me speaking with John, and we spoke for like a good half hour. He invited me in his home. And just that little time, and he looked at me and he said, I like you. He said, I got no problem signing this. And like I told him that, you know, I will, if they for me, they will not regret it. Like I said, I never had a write-up. I had three childcare monitors since I've been in business because they retired. And then another one come on scene. And from the community that I came from, when they came out there to me, each one told me that if they was wearing a hat, they would take their hat off to me because I was the only one in the community as a child care provider, and it's about six of them out there that have not ever in 20 some years had a write-up or a complaint. Why? It's because I put God ahead of everything, and I let God lead me in my business, in my personal life, in my marriage. And I just pray that, you know, y'all give me a chance in this community, along with the community itself.
If this doesn't work out this evening, what are your plans for your daycare?
What are my plans? Then if it don't work out, then I see like this, that I've been in it for 23 years. Then it must be time to give it up. That's all I see. It must be time to give it up. But I don't want that because I still have a lot to offer in childcare.
Any further questions? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of this application? Operator?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Sharp, I have a question. One question for her. How long are special use exceptions typically good for?
Well, it depends. This is not one that has, there's a permanent special use exceptions and temporary ones. This one, there's certain ones that the board can only approve for up to a period of 5 years or less. This one is not, does not fit within that category, so you'd be able to just approve it if you wished. The board, as always, has the right to put conditions for a time on approvals of special use exceptions, but you don't have to either.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12642 for the Johnsons for the requested special use exception, pending a final written decision based upon the record. I don't believe that the request, I believe the request will not substantially affect or adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Nay.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-1, case number 12642 has been approved.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate this.
Is there any additional business?
Until next year.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.